Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with the goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the government enacting immoral, unconstitutional, unbiblical laws in America. I would have never dreamed 50 years ago that this would be possible for America. But we're facing it today. And one of the major things that we're talking about today is what is called the Equality Act. And it's everything but equality, ladies and gentlemen. It is making precedence over all religious acts, all Christian rights under our Constitution and Bill of Rights. It's making them subsidiary and secondary to the rights, as they are calling it now, of the sodomite lifestyle. By the way, just tuck in a little thought. You realize that across America today, those that are considered to be a part of the sodomite community, the LGBTQ, makes up less than 4% of Americans. Less than 4%. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, it is becoming major prominent in that it rules and regulates much of the law that's passed in the House and the Senate today under this new administration. It's on the fast track. It's on the fast track. I'm looking at an article that says equality upside down. What could happen with President Biden's LGBTQ executive order? This article is dated the 15th of February. Keep in mind, it's the 18th of February that they made the announcement that they're going to vote on the Equality Act this Thursday. This article says, the executive order preventing and combating discrimination on the basis of gender and sexual identity, citing respect and dignity for all, focuses on children who it says should not be denied access to restrooms, locker rooms, bathrooms, shower rooms, school sports, while broadly stating that all people should receive equal treatment under the law, no matter their gender, their identity, or sexual orientation. And this article says that Biden had given the federal agencies 100 days to decide how to implement the order. And now on top of the order that's been given by executive order, ladies and gentlemen, he has we're now witnessing the fast track of the Equality Act in the House and will ultimately go to the Senate. This article says there's not going to be much room for disagreement in the administration, said Family Research Council President Tony Perkins. This is a show of force. This is about showing who's in control and that dissent is to be punished in any fashion. Perkins argued that not only is the order unbiblical, but that it is also will confuse the children and who they are and their identities. Notice, Tony Perkins says the order is unbiblical. The law, the House Bill 5 that's been revived, reenacted in the House and is being carried forth now, that is the Equality Act, it is unbiblical, it's unholy. It is absolutely unreal that anyone would think that somehow, some way, it could help the morals and the values and the trajectory and the direction that America is going in. This law, ladies and gentlemen, will make gender identity a specific category, federal protection in that category. The government will enforce their definition of sex. No more will be the male and female, but over 100 different gender fluid identities. The word sex will no longer be understood to be biologically a male and a female in the civil law of our land. Churches and Christian pastors will violate the federal law if they listen. Churches, Christian pastors, Christian organizations will violate the federal law if anything is said in open challenge or preaching or teaching or publication that counters the LGBTQ agenda. What this does, ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully how it intersects with and interfaces with our freedom of speech. We have freedom of speech, yes, but we have freedom of speech, no, after this bill passes and signed into law, either by executive order or by the law being passed and signed by socialist Marxist basement Biden, it will make it federal law. And under the federal law, ladies and gentlemen, it will place every pastor, every church, every Christian in the position of violating the law. If you say anything publicly, if you preach or if you teach or if you have any publications or if you print or distribute any publications that counters that law. And ladies and gentlemen, it's an extensive bill. It's an extensive law. And I don't know how you can say it is not. In fact, I have looked at it, read it, reviewed it, taken notes from it. It is mega pages in the law itself. I'm looking at a copy of it here. Title of the law says to prohibit discrimination on the basis of sex, gender identity, and sexual orientation for all other purposes, to be enacted by the Senate, the House of Representatives, the United States of America, and the Congress as assembled. This act may be cited as the Equality Act. And it goes on to talk about the findings and then what it will do, how it will be enacted, etc. So I want to just simply go down a whole litany list of what this law does. I've studied the law. I've done a takeoff sheet in relationship to the points that are pertinent about the law. And I want you to hear it. And I want to hear from you, ladies and gentlemen. The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. You think this is a lot of smoke? Do you think it is a lot of words for naught? Is it something that you believe will affect you? Is it something you believe will affect the church or Christians? Will it be the hammer that the government uses to force further closures on the churches of the Lord Jesus Christ? I ask that as a question, and may I be bold enough to answer it? My answer is yes. That's where we're headed. We've already seen COVID-19 being weaponized to the point where the government could tell you to shut the church, close the church, because they want to protect others. But ladies and gentlemen, it's been used as a mechanism to find if there's willful submission to the government for the closure of our churches. We're watching a stage rehearsal of the future tense when Joe Biden has his way and Nancy Pelosi, which are being directed, dictated to by the socialist, Marxist, communist on the left as to what to do to subvert a constitutional republic. Ladies and gentlemen, Christians, churches, and religious organizations like colleges, adoption agencies will absolutely be forced to pay for transgender surgeries. If you have a church or college or university or adoption agency, and in that organization, it's a religious institution, even if it's a 501c3, 501c4, makes no difference. If you have insurance coverage for the employees, your insurance must include transgender surgery and abortion on demand. You cannot say no because you're a religious organization. These are things, ladies and gentlemen, that are biblically immoral and should be objectionable to every Christian. We ought not to simply close our eyes, close our ears, and say, this will go away. Ladies and gentlemen, it's on the fast track to become law of the land. And also, ladies and gentlemen, this Equality Act will force women's sports to allow perverts, that is, men that feel that they're female, to be able to compete in the sports arena with the women. Now, that will decline and demoralize and destroy what will be called women's sports. We've already seen some little tip of the iceberg on some of these things where this has been allowed in some states and where the federal government is now stepping in on a broad brush by this Equality Act saying that it will be legal. Ladies and gentlemen, men, transsexual perverts will be legally allowed to enter into women's and girls' locker rooms, shower rooms, dressing rooms, bathrooms, clothing changing rooms in places of business. It is egregious to think that this is on the fast track and how it destroys biblical ethics and morals and values. I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the government taking the position that we're going to undermine, we're going to overshadow, we're going to overthrow, we're going to undermine what the Word of God says and force moral, ethical, spiritual Americans to adhere to it. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know. I'm concerned about where the church will be in this. I'm looking at an article that's from Concerned Women of America, and it's from their Legislative Action Committee. And it says, last week we warned you about the Equality Act that was announced and is now being promoted again. Now we know that the House leadership has placed this bill on the calendar for fast track to be voted on Thursday. Ladies and gentlemen, this article was dated the 22nd of February. And it says, the Equality Act, unverifiable and unscientific attempt to address discrimination by elevating protections for certain groups on the basis of new definition of sex, is a direct threat against women of America. Secondly, they say, the Equality Act would upend the Civil Rights Act of 1964 by placing sex with sexual orientation and gender identity, placing gender identity among the protected categories of discrimination and sexual and segregation in the places of public accommodations. The word sex would no longer be understood as biological, male and female, in the civil rights law after it is modified. A federally funded entities would be forced to interpret sex as including multiple and fluid gender identities, or the gender-related identity, appearance, mannerism, and other gender-related characteristics of an individual, regardless of the individual's designated biological sex at birth, end quote. Further, this article from Concerned Women of America says this: the Equality Act would force public facilities to allow men and boys who identify as women or girls to use the same restroom, bathrooms, locker rooms, shower rooms, dressing rooms, changing rooms, etc. It will also allow airport security to pat down, strip search, with supervision of males for the strip search and the pat down of females. Supervision in the overnight school facilities where there's outdoor field trips would allow males to be intermingled, those that are want to be females, that are perverts, that say that they feel feminine, to be able to be involved in those field trips and overnight outings with females under the power of the federal law. The Equality Act would deny female athletes to play fair playing field in sports competition, forcing female athletes to compete against biological males. And this article says, America does not need the so-called Equality Act to protect our constitutional rights. Nothing prevents any person, regardless of sexual orientation or gender identity, from receiving equal protection under the law, under the 14th Amendment of the Constitution and the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Rather, this act will be used, as other gender identity policies have, to impede upon the rights and the privacy and the safety of women and girls in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached a sad low in America when we're seeing this take place. The Equality Act will force women to allow men, perverts, into those locker rooms, shower rooms. They cannot scream and call the police. The police can be there and do nothing because it's federal law that will allow it and will take precedence over any state law if this is passed, and it will. And if it's not passed, Joe Biden's already said, by executive order, he will make it law and implement every phase and facet of Equality Act, the Equality Act as it is called. Ladies and gentlemen, domestic violence shelters, prisons for girls and women will have perverts, pedophiles, and transsexuals of all types to enter into the girls' area, the women's area. I just say, God help us when this takes place. We're to have a immoral, ungodly, sexually saturated society today that's destroying the morals and the ethics and the values of our kids in grade school through high school, colleges, and universities. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, somehow, some way, there does not seem to be an alarm bell set off in our churches. I'm not hearing anything from pulpits across America that question, challenge, or will say anything about it from the pulpits in our nation. The act will require, ladies and gentlemen, listen, this act, the Equality Act, will require any employers to hire or assign men who identify as women to jobs requiring sensitivity to the physical examinations of women and girls. Do you hear that? In places of employment where there's any type exams, any type test that's taking place, where there will be the sensitivity of any, disrobing, will allow these perverts, wannabe women, transsexuals, LGBTQ agenda, fluid gender identity, to be in those positions for women to be exposed and girls. I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with where we're going as a nation. Here's an article that says Congress reintroduces the conscious crushing. Hear me. Reintroduces the conscious crushing, deceptively titled Equality Act, dated the 18th of this month. The following quote may be attributed to the Alliance Defending Freedom General Counsel Christine Wagoner regarding the U.S. Congress's reintroduction Thursday of the deceptively titled Equality Act. The legislation could be used to restrict the religious freedom of churches and religious nonprofits, including religious schools, churches, and other religious organizations. It will set back protection for women on the playing field at work and in private spaces like showers and locker rooms, as well as inhibit the ability of everyday Americans in life in alignment with their Christian beliefs. Further, it says the Equality Act reintroduced by Congress today promises this proposed legislation punishes and marginalizes people who hold decent and honorable beliefs about marriage or dare to believe the scientific evidence regarding the physical differences between men and women. Further, it says many of our nation respectfully disagree on important matters such as marriage and human sexuality. Unfortunately, the Equality Act criminalizes these fundamental beliefs held by the majority faith sector of society and down through the time as it has been believed. Instead, it demands absolute uniformity of thought. The freedom and freedom to live peaceably according to our beliefs is a fundamental right resting on our human dignity and codified in the First Amendment. The Equality Act dares to treat reasonable people as hostile to the state and unfit to participate in the marketplace. Our nation can and must do better than is required in the Equality Act. I believe we have a call on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, God bless you, Dr. Youngblood. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you so much.
You said that the silence in the pulpit is deafening. It is. It's hard to think that we have reached in the realm of stupidity and craziness that we have been plunged into. My question is not this bill essentially rendering the word of God outlawed, rendering it illegal. If you're not, we're not supposed to say anything against the LGBT. I mean, it's not to be criticized, condemned. So the word of God will be outlawed. And like in China, producing our own Bible. Is that where America is reaching?
You're exactly right, Lily, and I'm thankful that you've made that connection, because even in China today, they're saying the Bible needs to be reprinted and recognize the head of the Chinese Communist Party rather than recognizing the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the enforcement of the secular ideological bent over the Word of God and the scriptural, spiritual directive that we find in the Scripture for us to follow. It is unethical. It is unholy. It is ungodly. It is unconstitutional. And every Christian, Lily, I think, as you've said, there needs to be a stopping of the silence in the pulpit. Every Christian needs to stand up and say, no, 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 we're not going to take it. Every Christian needs to get on the telephone, call their senators, their representatives in Washington, and say, don't you dare vote for the equality bill to go through. And I believe it's time Christians stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. That would be the watchman on the wall screaming, danger ahead, because we're rapidly going into the abyss with no return. But Lily, thank you so much for your call and for your insight, and may God bless you today as we continue to serve the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says Joe Biden says that the Bill of Rights is not in stone. He says, speaking about the Bill of Rights, Biden said that no amendment is absolute. Thus, he's suggesting that there should not be any problem with changing the Bill of Rights because they're not set in stone. And he's responding to a question about the Bill of Rights. And what we're watching is the removal, the evisceration, the destruction of our Bill of Rights, which our founding fathers codified for us to have the religious liberties, the freedom of speech that we know today that's found in the scripture. In fact, Tony Perkins says in relationship to what the Equality Act literally does, he says, essentially, the Equality Act gives people of faith an ultimatum. Change your faith-based practices or face governmental punishment. Hear that? Let me read it again. Tony Perkins says, essentially, what the Equality Act does, it gives people of faith an ultimatum. Change your faith-based practices or face governmental punishment. He goes further to say the bottom line. He says, laws must respect freedom and promote justice for every citizen, no matter who they are. But that is not what the Equality Act does. Instead, it threatens Americans' fundamental liberties, and that is something that America should stand up for rather than sitting down and being silent. But yet we find pastors today, ladies and gentlemen, that when challenged about the LGBTQ and saying anything, they apologize. I'm looking at an article that says Max Licato issues an apology after coming under fire by the LGBT community. Just days after the well-known Pastor Licato delivered a virtual sermon at the Washington National Cathedral, leaders of the historic church now say it was a mistake to invite the evangelical leader because of his biblical views on marriage. Members of the LGBTQ community wanted Licato's invitation rescinded because of his past statements about homosexuality and same-sex marriage. They even started an online petition to order to get the cathedral's dean to retract Licato's invitation to preach. Licato's teaching and preaching, they said, inflicts major harm on the LGBTQ people, and so they started a petition. And as a result of that petition, Licato then publicly apologized for his stand on biblical marriage and the absolute truth of the Word of God. Now, I don't see the need to apologize, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's time preachers grow a spine, stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. Here's an article that says, think the Equality Act will spare churches and religious schools? Think again. And it goes on to talk about the prosecution, the persecution of any church and religious organization that stands against the edicts that are set forth in the Equality Act. I believe we have Greg on the line. Greg, go over the question or comment, please.
You know, the radicals, those that are militants within that LGBTQIAP movement, sure went from we just want to live and let live to bake the darn cake. They sure did that pretty fast. And it was very clear, like in the Masterpiece case, that man was targeted. You know, the reality is folks can pick any one of a number of bakers, or in his case, bakers or florists in the community. And many of those will be owned by individuals that are self-professed, you know, homosexuals. The idea of targeting a Christian business and then say, hey, we're going to force you to accept our ideology. And if you say anything contrary, we will destroy you. That's what's taking place. Christians need to realize there is an assault on Christianity. There's an assault on Western culture in this world today. And until pastors stand up and address the issue, we will lose ground. Once the ground is lost, quite frankly, based on the Hitler cycle, we'll face bloodshed before those liberties are restored. And it's a dangerous time when Christian pastors are unwilling to stand up and speak up.
Absolutely. Greg, one of the things that perhaps some people may be thinking, and I think we need to address, Are we saying that we have the right to impose our morals and ethics and values on a sodomite LGBTQ agenda person? Do they have the right to live as they please?
I'll take almost a completely libertarian view when it comes to that subject matter and say, you know, live as you wish. Understand, though, I will proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I'll let you know that among many, many other sins in this culture, in this society, that is a sin, and before God, it's not acceptable. And anyone that tries to suppress that, guess what? We'll have to back up to the opinion of the Scripture, the position of the Scripture. We ought to obey God rather than man. Christians ought to be willing to engage and be salt and light, and that means calling sin what it is. It starts, you know, claiming the household of faith, but reaching out in the world, letting them know there's a hell to pay. Please, 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 Jesus Christ has given you an opportunity, has given you a way out. There is no point in continuing in that direction.
Greg, hold one moment. We believe we have Lee on the line. Go to the question or comment quickly.
Yes, I'll make it quick. I was listening to the conversation, and I got into it on Facebook with my openly gay nephew out in California just before the election while Trump was running. And he actually had the opinion that Trump was going to round up all the gays and transgenders and all that and round them up and kill them and throw them in jail and stuff like that. And I finally got a little incensed, and I just told him, you know, there is hope for your affliction if you turn to Christ. He became even more angry, and I told him that as a Christian, marriage is between a man and a woman. Let me tell you something. It was like throwing holy water on Dracula when I told him that. He unfriended me instantly.
Yes, well, you see, there's the opinion that they need to, that lifestyle needs to dominate. And it is getting to the point now with the legislation we're talking about today that not only Christians are expected in the future to celebrate that lifestyle, but to embrace that lifestyle and to allow that lifestyle to permeate all of society. Lee, thank you so much for your call. Greg, do you have one final statement in about 15 seconds as we close?
The standing position is still, we ought to obey God rather than man.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again, we face the issues.
To Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them, 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.